Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, February 8th. The grains closed higher with March corn up 4.5 cents at 678.5, March wheat up 15 cents at 764.75, and March beans up 4.5 cents at 1519.75. The meal wound up closing up 50 cents at 41.90, but the oil was down 31 ticks at 60.58. Well, the wheat kind of kept everything from falling out of bed here. The beans at one point today were down about a dime after the report. The corn was down a penny or two. The wheat, I think, maybe briefly traded lower, but then the wheat rallied, as I think it should have. I thought the carryout only being raised 1 million bushels was a little bit friendly out here. The news about the Russians upset about the Ukrainian export corridor, I thought were just a little bit friendly, though I think it's absolute nonsense. Export sales tomorrow, they're looking for 375 on wheat, 1.1 million metric tons on the corn, and 900 for the beans. Not sure where they're going to get all that from, but we'll have to see again today. We saw no Chinese export business. So getting to the report here, the corn was a little bit bearish, up 25 million from last month on the carryout at 1.267. That was 5 million over what they were looking for. The beans came in at 225. They were looking for 211. It was 15 million above last month. So that was a little bit bearish out here. That's why the beans broke early. Brazil corn, Brazil beans left unchanged. I think that's a mistake. I think they're getting bigger. But the Argentinian crop was really nailed, down 5 million metric tons on the corn to 47 million metric tons. That's, you know, a 5 million metric ton decrease. That's pretty significant. Soybeans, 41 million metric tons. That's down 4.5 million metric tons from last month. So, you know, again, numbers below what the estimates were, about a million metric tons on both the corn and the beans there. The corn ending stocks for the world, 295.3, that was a little bit bearish, 500 more than the average guess, but still lower from last year by about a million. Soybeans, 102, they were looking for 102.1, so really not much there. That is down 1.5 million metric tons from last month. We came in at 269.3. Last month it was 268.4, so that's up 900,000. A little bit bearish, but not too bad. But overall, the wheat was the leader here. Funds short covering. The corn wheat spread gained another 10.5 cents here today at 86.25. I think the high on the spreads around 88.75. It's doing a good job of correcting. The charts certainly look better here again today on the wheat. This is the highest close we've had since January 3rd. If we could close over 791, I mean, that's a ways away, but that would be pretty powerful. The high from last week was 776.5. Again, a close over that would be friendly, but the chart looks pretty good, and I think there's more upside potential in the corn wheat spreads out here. The bean market, you know, we were down a dime. I thought that was reasonable. It came back as the wheat rallied. I'm a little surprised, frankly. Their knee-jerk reaction to the report was, you know, breaking it from 1523 down to 1506, and then we rallied back 13 cents, 14 cents by the close. Frankly, I'm surprised we rallied that much. I think the Argentinian number is overdone. I think the Brazilian numbers are underestimated. But, you know, again, where's the demand going to come from? Overall, I just don't see it out here. The Chinese are going to be in diplomatic straits with the U.S. They're going to turn to Brazil as much as they can. If the Brazilian harvest gets a little bit more into it, which we expect in the next week to 10 days, they'll have plenty of beans for the Brazilians. And I just don't see the Brazilians coming to the U.S. for much grain at all, if they can avoid it. So that's really about it. Kind of a negative report in the corn and the beans. A little bit friendly on the wheat. The wheat certainly led us higher here today. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.